Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Tony, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're very excited to have you on the show. Of course, we wanted to talk to you more about your experience with Virtual Leverage, of course, and CyberBacker. But before we do that, I need your help here real quick. Can you tell us something about what you do and what kind of business are you in, Tony?
Yeah, I'm in the real estate business, and we're located in Florida.
There we go. So how long have you been in real estate, though?
19 years.
Gosh, a lot of experience right there. How about working with someone virtual, though, just like what you're doing with CyberBacker? Is this a first for you?
It is. Yeah, it's actually a first.
Okay. So was it a big change for you at all? Like, was there a big transition to working with people who are in the office, meeting them on a daily basis? Now everything's going virtual. So how was the transition for you?
Actually, for us, when COVID hit here and we went virtual, that's really when we started to open our eyes to, you know, what other talent can we bring on that doesn't require any borders? And for us, you know, we set up our team to be virtual at that point and started thinking outside the box a little differently than what we did before, as far as working in the office every day.
Okay. So talk to me more about that, though. Talk to me about your experience with Virtual Leverage as of now. How long have you been working with your CyberBackers too?
Yeah, for us, I think we're about 2 years now working with CyberBackers. So it's been phenomenal, you know, being able to run our business. I've found that our CyberBackers are super excited to be a part of our team. And some of the absolute smartest people on our team as well, just that wants to really, you know, make sure that they're doing a great job for everybody.
All right. So more about your CyberBackers, and talk to me about what's it like working with them every day then?
It's great. I mean, the way we have it set up is we're on Zoom as a team every day. So our salespeople are not on there all day, but all our staff are. So, you know, simply unmute and you can ask questions. You can see if people are on the phone or not. And it's very, very efficient. I would argue it's even more efficient than being in an office where you have one office side by side and you have to walk down and talk to them. So it's been pretty eye-opening for us.
Gosh. So it really feels like you're like next to each other, because Zoom is there all the time then.
That's correct. Yeah, we're up all day on it. If a salesperson has a question, they can log into Zoom and just, you know, right, talk face to face.
Okay. I think that's a good suggestion for the business owners that are listening right now. I think that's a good way to build the team as well, like team chemistry, right?
It does. Yeah, you're able to see each other and build relationships. You know, it's hard to do that. I'd say that's much harder if you never see each other.
Absolutely. Now, another thing about your CyberBackers, talk to me about tasks then. What are these tasks that your CyberBackers help you out with in the business?
Well, they help in so many different ways, but some of the ones that come to mind are a lot of back-end tasks, compliance for our entire team, green sheets, you know, basically figuring up disbursement authorizations within our team to title companies, you know, tracking down various paperwork, and then helping us make sure everything's in the database. Post-closing's another thing we have them do, is a lot of the post-closing paperwork, making sure the database is being ran properly and double-checking that all the work's being done properly.
Gosh. So both CyberBackers then are almost everywhere in their business now, almost.
Almost, yeah. They do a tremendous amount. And we really don't have them on the phones a whole lot, but that's about it. I mean, pretty much they're some of the most tech savvy people on our team. Our two CyberBackers are. So they actually are very, very good at spreadsheets just in general, and helping with anything with technology.
Gosh, it's pretty crazy. Again, just an asset to have in the business, especially when it comes to those trackers and everything, spreadsheets, and again, the tech stuff online and again on computers. I think that's a good asset to have. Now, more about the partnership that you've now built with both CyberBackers. I'm quite curious. You mentioned earlier that you have everyone on Zoom, especially your staff is on there all of every day. How important is communication in a virtual partnership just like this one, Tony?
Yeah, very much. I think, you know, also having standards, making sure your CyberBackers are trained properly so they can go do their job and do a great job. You know, I've found both of our CyberBackers really want to not just deliver the standard, they want to go well beyond that. So, you know, it's really important to make sure you establish what that sounds like, what that means, and then make sure that they have all the tools to be able to do so.
Of course, just setting them up for success as well. Now, how about sure. trust? Again, you mentioned that this was your first time to work with people who are virtual. So how do you build trust with someone that you're working with who's not in the same country as you, who's not in the same office as you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, for us, it's a lot of our system. So everyone's coached for 30 minutes on our team and making sure they have what they need and then making sure they're doing their job, essentially. And if not, you know, what do we need to help on to get them up to speed? But we have not had that issue. CyberBacker actually, I think, does an amazing job training them in the 10 days before they start with you. So that's been very, very nice as well. They're going to ask, like, what systems do you use? What CRMs? So they can get them up to speed with those specific tools before they even start with you. So then it's a matter of, like, how's your team run versus maybe someone else and the ins and outs of your team.
Again, that's right. CyberBacker handles the training, of course, just to make sure that by day one that they are ready to help out in the business. Now, how about challenges? You mentioned about coaching earlier. How about challenges? How do you address challenges in a virtual partnership?
You know, honestly, we haven't had too many challenges, if I'm just being super honest about it. And if you do, I think you just need to talk through it and set expectations and make sure that they have what they need and what the expectation is this, and it's not being done. So if there's a gap, you have to establish what the gap is and make sure they understand what would be needed. And that goes for anyone on your team, not just someone that's virtual or a CyberBacker. It's really any team member.
Of course, it's absolutely true. Now, one last question while I still have you here then, Tony. Being in partnership with CyberBacker for the past 2 years, what's been the biggest benefit of virtual leverage in your business so far?
Biggest benefit, I mean, I think our CyberBackers are extremely reliable and dependable and excited to be a part of it, right? So, you know, I think that their energy is great and they want to make a difference. And, you know, I think that that's been really eye-opening to me just you know, when you have people that want to be there and they're excited to be there, you know, that's going to come across to not only everyone you work with, where on our team, a lot of our CyberBackers are actually leveraged for our team, right? So they're working together every day and they're also helping behind the scenes with clients. So, you know, that's just a special formula, you know, if you're working with someone that loves what they do every day.
Yes, of course. Now, before we go today, Tony, for sure, your CyberBackers are going to be able to listen and watch this once we have it online. So before we go, would you want to give them a quick message or a special message?
Absolutely. Yeah, I wanted to say thank you to Juna and thank you to Angel for all you do. We really appreciate it. You all are awesome. Keep up the good work. And we're just really proud of all that you're accomplishing within our team.
We go. Now, we are looking forward to seeing the growth of this partnership, of course. And again, Tony, thank you very much for being on the show. We had fun talking to you today.
Yep. You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how CyberBacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.